Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Friday, the 12th of March, episode number 770-something. I've not got a massive amount of time today. I am on the cusp of explosion dealing with numpty, so Monday could be fun. We get the Monday's podcast. One of two things is going to happen. I'll stew over the weekend, maybe have some bad results. Spurs lose the North London derby, and I will be like a rocket launcher in a foul mood on Monday. Or it could be a chillax weekend. Spurs win the North London derby, I win a few quid, and I don't even bring it up. Who's to know? But we have got some fucking numpties on the planet. Had quite a busy week. Obviously had things on, but I've got... I've been doing a bit of thinking since I did Mindset Monday, Wednesday, on Wednesday. It troubles me. When I'm out walking the dog, I've been thinking that if your first thought in the morning is to get up and have your cup of tea and coffee... No, I'm going to correct that, actually. If your first thought in the morning is to get up and have a cup of coffee, then you need locking up anyway, so we'll exclude those people. But if your first thought is to get your cup of tea and your first thought is to turn the TV on, you got something wrong with you to watch breakfast TV. But if it was to turn TV on and watch Piers Morgan, then under new FTS legislation, I am officially classing you as a danger to society, and we need to sort it out and set some sort of, I don't know, I think like a Boris Island up for these people and send them out there. I've had two messages so far defending him. Fuck off. That's all I have to say to you. Fuck off. If Piers Morgan is somebody you look up to in life, you're a fucking danger to other human beings. You really are. I think we're going to ban... I see Manchester University... This is fucking... Stuff like this drives me mad. Manchester University are banning the use of words. And mother is one of the words. Obviously, we've got Mothering Sunday, Mother's Day coming up on Sunday. And they are banning the use of the word mother. It's now got to be individuals or guardians. What the fuck's going on? What genuinely? I know I've only got about four listeners left, and there's probably one who's into all that shit, so I'll only have three. What's going on in the world? Fuck me, we're not going to be able to talk soon. We're not going to have any words left. But I'm going to, in the same vein, if anybody mentions Piers Morgan, it's banned. I'm banning you. You're banned there. Trump I could cope with because he's a fucking clown. Piers Morgan is just, I'm not going to use the word, but he's one of them. And yeah, I'm banning you. If Piers Morgan's your hero, I'm just going to remove you, kick you off. That's it. There you are. There. Kim Jong-un strikes again. Right, it's Friday afternoon. We've got two more weekends of footy, then an international break. And that'll do me fine because I can then catch up on some of the other bits I want to do. Get the website tidied up. I think some of you found the sheet and content I posted yesterday, but I want to get all that in one area for you and just be able to update it and not have to find the blog posts and things. So I want to get all that sorted out. Bit of feedback to that. Again, we all have our own opinions and views on things, but it's numbers. And for me, at the end of the day, those numbers don't lie. You know, some people saying that I'm massaging it, I guess is the implication, whatever, as I said in the preamble yesterday. Not at all, that's the numbers. So, you know, if your back home wins and there's 100 games on a Saturday and no home team wins, you can't win. But that's not normal and it's not going to keep going. But I'm not going to keep having the same arguments with people. I think the best thing is to stop talking about it all. You know, you say to people, but home advantage is fucked. Look at the Premier League. Okay, but look at the Championship. You're all telling me the Championship was fucked in November. Everybody was telling me the Championship was fucked. I was getting pelters for it. Absolutely belted when it was down at 30%. More home wins in the Championship this season than last season. So what? I don't know what the difference is. I just said we'll get the end of the season. Why? Why is there more home wins in the Championship but not in the Premier League? If they're both in the same situation, if it's all down to no crowds, it should be uniform everywhere, shouldn't it? I don't know. I'm going to have a look in the summer, but I think that's the best, is just to leave it till the summer. And then we'll sort the numbers out. See, Football Index, which I mentioned again on Wednesday, that's gone or going under. I never really got the model myself. Did have a look at it. And actually, an FTS member years back, and I'm going back long before Football Index, I'm talking 2007, 2008, a guy actually floated that idea to me of a sort of players, shares in players website for me to do put some funding into it. And I didn't get it then when he was briefing me about it and bin that off. And I don't really get what's gone on. I mean, I'm not in it, so as I said, I don't have a massive comment, but a couple of people have asked me. But no, I just feel if anybody's got burned for it, it doesn't look right what they've done. But I don't know the ins and outs of it. I did read the statement when somebody emailed me last night. And the statement sort of gave the impression that they think they're going to sort of restructure and get it back. I doubt that very much, personally. I think that that will be gone. I'll be very surprised if that comes back in any meaningful form. And talking of gone, Chris Wilder gone, I hear today. I haven't read the story, but somebody just texted me and said Wilder gone at Sheffield United. Bit strange timing. I like the guy. Yeah, they've been disastrous, but I think he'll get back in the game fairly quickly. But yeah, I don't know why that is. Why you'd have thought if you're going to do that, probably Christmas time would have been the time, as opposed to now when they are out of it. But there you go. Before I get into the football, we have got Cheltenham next week. I'm just going to give you a rundown on plans for FTS. Been putting it together this week. Last couple of years, we've produced a sort of statistical and trends PDF and given it away and updated it every through the week with the qualifiers. I've looked at that. It's a massive amount of work that goes into it. So this year we are going to do it, but for a small charge. Purely I'm paying a guy to do a lot of work in that and update it. So that will be available from Monday. It's going to be less than £1 a race. It's not going to be expensive. But it's just, again, to cover the cost of the actual work that goes into doing that. And we've enhanced it, in effect, so there's more info in it, more trends covered, so that the selections are rock solid. And it actually went back and looked at last year. If we'd done it this way, it'd have been over 100 points profit on the week. So, you know, I'm hopeful that the improvements will prove a good showing. As I say, it's not going to be fortunes. It will be available up until Tuesday, 20-odd quid. But that will be there, and then you'll get the PDF on Monday or up until Tuesday morning. And then from 11 o'clock each race day, the PDF will be updated with qualifying selections that day. So I'll have details of that over the weekend, up over Friday, Saturday, and Saturday, Sunday and Monday. I will still then, aside of that, be doing my live blog with my selections. I get info, as well as the trends PDF, I get info from other people. So I will be doing my live blog, getting it up probably around about midday, 1 o'clock each day. For those of you who like to follow my bets, you know, I say the same every year. I tend to throw, you know, £1,000 to £2,000 at the meeting. I absolutely love it. It's one of my sort of yearly indulgences. I don't do too bad, you know. It's not like, oh, I'm just trying to throw £1,000 away. I'm desperately trying to win. I get some good info, but it's horse racing, and you know, you can have a week when you blank out. But we've done pretty well over the years, so I will still be doing that, putting those up every day. And then I'll update the results as we go. You know, some I'll do during the afternoon if it's quiet, depending on the football. Otherwise, I'll update it the next day. So that will still be going, and I'll put those on Telegram and links on Twitter for all that. And obviously, that won't be any cost involved. That'll just be me doing my bits. And then Thursday afternoon, I think we'll hold a Cheltenham Zoom. For anybody who wants to get involved, as I've mentioned this before, purely just a social virtual get together. Watch the racing, you know, talk Cheltenham and other garbage, drink a few beers, might get some last minute info and that come through. Don't need to be an FTS member, anybody can come in, you can come and go as you please. I'll just post the link to it, should be a bit of fun. So I'll get the details out for that over Tuesday, Wednesday, ready for Thursday. So, you know, I'll post them on Twitter, Telegram, I'll email them out. So feel free, you know, you can drop in for a race, drop in, say hello, go. Just a bit of fun, much like we did with the Christmas party where we just sat there drinking and talking nonsense. But we'll do the same, but with a bit of racing and a bit of punting on. So I think we'll have a good week set up. Yeah, I know there'll be people, oh, the PDF was, you know, we didn't last year. it is much better, and you're getting a lot of info. We've got a filtered spreadsheet with historic winners and trainers, so you can drop down on things. It's a good little package that he's put together. So I will have, as I say, details of that over the next few days. My bets will be going up as normal, just as they always have done, and I'll send the Cheltenham Zoom out early part of next week. Do feel free to come in and enjoy the afternoon. Right, let's get into the weekend's football. I'm going to start out of sync just to get this game done. As for me, this is one of the worst football weekends. The North London Derby at the Emirates. I fucking hate the game. I hate it. Just get up in the morning, fucking hate the game. Arsenal are 2.68. The draw is 3.5. Tottenham are 2.88. This fixture has produced more draws than any other Premier League fixture. About 40% of these North London derbies have ended in draws. And going against that, as we usually associate low-scoring games of draws, it's one of the highest-scoring fixtures in the Premier League. Seen some crackers, 5-4, 4-4. Mostly we've been on the wrong end of it. Arsenal have only been priced, quite staggering this, since 2012. Arsenal have only been priced between 2.5 and 2.75 on five occasions, which is where their price is sitting now in home games. In those five games, they've won two, lost two and drawn one. The two wins come against the same side. You guessed it. Welcome to the Emirates, Dr. fucking Spurs. In this price bracket, they beat us 2-0 in November 17, beat us 4-2 in December 18. Tottenham, conversely, in their price bracket, have played 10 games away in the same period and only won two. One of those was against United a few years ago and the other one Southampton. So that's going back. I mean, you think that Tottenham are 2.88, I think it was, away to Southampton. You realise that's going to have been a few years ago. So on the sort of odds and that, it doesn't look great for Spurs, but, you know, it is a derby. The ELO rankings between the two teams, nothing in it. If you go back over the last 70, 80 games, there's 7-8 league points between it in Spurs' favour. There really isn't much between these two, no matter what the fans try and say and the sort of partisanship of where you lie. Since they last met, Arsenal form is slightly better. Spurs obviously got two up in that game and then camped in their own half for 45 minutes. The play for me in this will be to lay the team that takes the lead. I do think we'll see goals, and I think I'll, whoever scores first, I'll lay them. Gun to my head, I think Arsenal are going to nick it. I do just think that Arsenal and draw, double chance maybe. I can't see Spurs winning. Just really can't. As much as our front three can be great, our defence is an accident all over it, and I can't see Aubameyang and co not getting a couple here. But I think I will lay the team that hits the front. I do expect goals, both teams to score. 1.74 is fair value. I expected the over 2.5 to be a bit shorter. It's 1.94. I think that could be a nice trade. You could let that go and play when it gets to 2, start dripping it in, and remove goals with the strikers. With the front lines on show and the strikers on show, and then the defence is on show, I just can't see this being a stalemate. I see errors, I see goals. I had a ruck with Suggsy in the week over who would you rather have, Luis or Dia, as centre-back. You know, Luis, for me, it's Luis all day long. Yes, he can be a liability. They both can. The difference for me is that Luis can play football and Dier can't. He's a fucking cart horse. So, yeah, you know, I understand that Luis, he can make horrific errors. But Dier is, I mean, he's just awful. Look at the stuff he's done this year. Liverpool, kicking the Chelsea player when he's on the floor. The guy's just an absolute liability and he can't play football. Suggsy came up with one, but with Luis, he always gets a red card, gets sent off, misses games. And then I had to remind him that Dier launched into the crowd to whack somebody and got a four-match ban. Another knockout blow landed. Suggsy! Bang! Both of them have got bad errors in them, but as I say, Luis can play football. It'll be Luis all day long. I've I've asked, and I've been across spectrum. I've probably asked, on the light of that conversation, 8 or 9 people now who are either Spurs fans or Arsenal fans, pretty even mix, and every single one of them, to a man, has said Luis for pretty much the same reason. Even one who is an absolute staunch Spurs, staunch Pochettino, and I thought, absolutely, he'll be in Suggsy's camp and say Dyer, and he came back and texted me and said, no, Luis, all day long for him. So, yeah, I think there's some good angles here. I do think laying the team in front will be a low-risk play, and I think we'll see goals. So the BTTS or the over 2.5s, both of those, but the over 2.5 for trading, I think, looks good. And as I say, Gunter, I think Arsenal will probably just nick it, and I'll be crying into my Mother's Day roast dinner. Horrible. I hate the game. Newcastle versus Villa. Newcastle, shite, poor. Villa on a decline from their first half of the season form. Obviously missed Grealish. Newcastle 3.95, draw 3.45, Villa 2.16. But them prices, don't want any of them. Gun to me head, I'd probably say a draw. Nothing in the goal markets. Newcastle, the last 24 home games in the bottom that they've played as a bottom six side, playing mid table, 15 of them being unders, so maybe a tad of value in the unders. But a game to skip for me, and I do think the Geordies are banging trouble if they don't get anything here. If they come away with 0 points, I think they're bang in trouble, but they're not going to go down. You'd be pleased to hear, Geordies, you're bang in trouble, but you're not going to go down, because I'll tell you who's going to go down very shortly. Leeds versus Chelsea. I think he was in the group, still expecting me to apologise for my Bielsa comments. Apologise for a team that's lost 14 games, Tom. Could be waiting a while, son. But as I said to you, I'll wait and see come May. But only Sheffield United and West Brom have lost more games than Leeds, and it will become 15 games here. Tuchel quickly into stride at Chelsea. I've been saying it every week. I've said it since the start. I think they've got a great squad, Chelsea. Now they've got a decent manager. 4.8 Leeds, 4.2 the draw, 1.79 Chelsea. Could cling to the fact that Chelsea have failed to win any of the last five when priced under two. But that was when Fat Frank was at the helm. Completely different team under Tuchel. Yeah, I think a comfortable Chelsea win here. I don't think Leeds are going to cause them a lot of trouble. Back Chelsea, comfortable win. That, Tom, if I get that one wrong, may be the start of an apology, but I don't think so, me old fruit. Palace v West Brom. You just turk up. See, this is when you're going, pick up a good book and have a read. Rubber ball gone. Bye-bye, Big Sam. You put that myth to bed that I've never been relegated. Yes, you have now, son. Off you go. Ship it. Palace. I thought for 5 or 10 minutes against Spurs they looked okay, but, you know, Spurs brushed them aside. At the prices, if somebody said to me, you've got to have a bet, I'd probably have to go with Palace just because West Brom are shit. But there's nothing in there to bet for me. Yeah, I think 2.32 Palace when I looked. I couldn't be tempted into a bet at that price. But, yeah, if somebody said, right, go on, who are you having? I'd say Palace. West Brom is shit. Everton v Burnley. Carlo at the helm. Picture of clarity and cool. Everton win this, and I love the price, I'll be honest. Just as a comparison, 2 weeks ago, Tottenham were 1.61 against Burnley. Everton are 1.95. Yeah, right in the top four hunt. Back in Everton odds on at home over the last, since 2017, 33 games, 6.89 points profit. Burnley were desperate against Spurs. Yeah, a little bit better after, but Everton are going to be right in the mix here with that manager, I'm telling you. People keep telling me, oh, they're another team that people are getting too excited about. I don't think any of them are that good. You know, Tottenham, Arsenal. The two that are looking the best are Everton and West Ham. You know, once you get outside Chelsea, Leicester, City, United, you know, Liverpool obviously are falling like a sack of spuds. But out of those teams in that bracket, West Ham and Everton by far looking the most solid. I know Sam Cassidy had curtains when I put Everton up. Was it against Southampton? And said, lamp on, fill your boots. It's not quite a full-on fill your boots job, but I do like Everton here to win this game. I've still got a feeling that he is going to be tight. You know, City are going to win the league. United second. Leicester, Chelsea, Everton. I think that's going to be the teams. Two of those three. Chelsea almost certainly, I think, will get in the top four. And then, you know, it just depends whether Leicester can keep going. But I think if any team's going to catch him, it would be Everton. So there you go. So not quite a fill-your-boots job, but Everton win. Fulham v City. I didn't speak to anybody. I don't think anybody saw City losing that last week. And to be fair, yes, they got the standard penalty shout early. And I didn't catch the whole game, but the bits I saw, I probably saw 30, 35 minutes of football overall. United looked good for the win. Thought they looked, you know, they looked a good United performance. Whether that was right over 90 minutes, but certainly what I saw, you know, they are a bit Jekyll and Hyde, aren't they? They look good. And then City bounced back, giving the Saints a smashing in the week. Fulham will huff and puff, make it hard as they did against Spurs. But I can't see, you know, I think Pep wants to get this league done. I do see City winning this. He wants his foot on the gas. He wants to get this done so he can focus on the Champions League. They're going to beat us in that Carabao Cup. They want to get this done out of the way. And he realises that his true sort of legacy of greatness will be if he can deliver the Champions League for City. And having not done so yet, great chance this year. I think he'll just want to... So they will be foot to the gas and they'll probably have too much for Fulham. But Fulham won't go down. I've changed my mind. I said at the season Fulham will go down. I have, and I reserve the right to change that mind. I think Fulham been a bit unlucky in certain games and I think Fulham stay up. This is who's going down. Saints versus Brighton. I put the Blades up against the Saints last week. I couldn't see with the Saints form. I said I wouldn't back them with anybody's money. And they went and beat the Blades, and that may be what's done for Wilder. But I'm now going to go, this is a team I'd back the Saints against, and that is Brighton. Brighton, for me, are the team. I said it last week. Brighton are the team that are going to go down. He's going to take them down. It's whether he does it this season or next, but he's going to take them down. And I think we could be seeing it this season. Back Southampton small to pick up the points or lay Brighton. I could change the name of this podcast to Lay Brighton. I say it every week. I know he's got his fans, but I think they're fucking garbage, personally. So there you go. Again, I keep saying it. Won five games out of how many? That's it. And then you've got Leicester v Blades. Leicester win this for me. Price probably about right. Wouldn't put anybody off a bet. Wouldn't jump up and down. So it's fantastic. May have new manager syndrome. I don't know what the score is. I genuinely haven't looked at the news. I just know he's gone, as I said. So have they got someone coming in? Do they know who they want already? But the Blades obviously desperate, you know, and last week was a game you'd think they could win and they'd lost. So I've given up on them. Get out of the league, sod off, take your steal and go back to the Championship. Leicester win. Who's next? Man U, what a good game this one. Man U versus West Ham. This is a big game for the Hammers. It really will tell us what they're all about. Be fair, they've been rock solid form. You know, even against City, I watched again bits of that game. They gave a good account of themselves. I watched them, I watched Tottenham against City and it was like a knife through butter. And I watched West Ham and I just thought they look so much better than Tottenham did. And it's absolutely destroying me to say it. They're not going to go away, that's for fact. You know, it's Moyes' modus operandi, I've said it. Solid team. Hate saying it, but they are becoming a solid team. And this is probably all about what United turns up. Is it the one that beats City or the other shit version that occasionally pops up? United have got, since 2012, 15 home games where they've been priced 1.75 to 2, won 9 of them, just one draw, 5 losses. But in, even despite their good form, West Ham, the last 14 when they've been priced over 4, they've only won 1, which is obviously a slight concern in the games of this sort of matchup. They've won 1, drawn 2, and lost the other 11. Maybe take some solace that the draw was in July at United. One of those draws. And back in that game, United were 1.26 and West Ham were 13.5. Amazing the change that we're seeing now in the odds. You know, Man U 1.94, West Ham 4.7. July that was 1.26 and 13.5. So you can see that's closed. Gun to my, again, I'm not a bet game for me. Gun to my head, the standard United penalty will see him home. The mandatory penalty will probably see him home. And then we got the sitcom on Monday when Wolves beat Liverpool for our dose of weekly cheer, haven't we? Our dose of weekly cheer and Reds fans crying in the streets. Monday night, tune in, 8 o'clock sitcom time. Right, that's it. I'm going to look at the European bits and other leagues for tomorrow's pod. Last week, obviously, on this, I put up Roma, Napoli, Reading, all nice winners. So I shall dig some more of those out this evening, tomorrow morning, and we'll have the sort of trading pod up. I've got a lot on tomorrow, but I'll get up early, get the trading pod up, and I will have a quick look at the other leagues and see if there's any fixed odd pointers. So do listen in tomorrow if you want to catch some of the other league stuff. As always, thank you for listening, the three that are left, because 4 pissed off on when I talked about mothers and using the word mother, gone, he's upset me, he's offended me using that word. What sort of person you got to be to get offended by the word mother? Fucking hell, what is going on? Pardon me. Anyway, right, have a lovely Friday. Good luck with your bets this weekend, and I'll be back with you tomorrow, as I say, hopefully reasonably early, with a full-on weekend trading pod.